Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Red Sox front office report this week brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh, and by findmassmoney.gov. And it is the chief baseball officer of the Boston Red Sox who joins us this morning, Craig Breslow. Hey, Craig.
Hey, how's it going?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, we're doing great and back on track a little bit here with the series win at least. So, and I know it's a long season. When you look at this team struggling a little bit of late prior to winning this series, would you be more concerned with the defense side of things or the offense side of things?
Yeah, you know, I think we are mindful of both. It's a little bit early, I'd say, to use the word concerned, yep. But there are definitely some trends that we're seeing, and we want to make sure that we're out in front of. And I think Alex said it well when he talked about, you know, the team not looking like they were prepared to play, and that's something that changed over the last couple of days. You know, I think much, much cleaner games for the last two nights on both sides of the ball. I think we have to trust the track record of the guys that we have on defense. They've been good defenders in this league for a really long time. Offense, obviously, is a little bit more variant, and we need to make sure that we're making good swing decisions, you know, which is something that we saw improve over the last two nights. Looked like there was a clear approach plan, and you know, we were swinging at pitches in the zone, putting good swings on them, and driving better contact.
When you describe it as a team not being prepared, does that mean you need to go back and look at the way you're doing things in spring training?
I think we always need to look at how we're doing things, but I actually think that in spring training there was a really strong focus and intentionality to the work on the backfield and in the cages, and you know, I think we were all really happy with the level of preparation coming into season, and then the season introduces a ton of variables that are hard to navigate at times. You know, whether it's travel, weather, injuries, all those things. But I think, you know, based on what we've seen the last couple of days, I think we're on the right track. And, you know, I think there's a good level of accountability from the players. We saw what guys like Trevor and Bregman had to say, you know, about going out there, competing, being prepared to play. And we'll continue to build on the momentum that I think we've established over the last couple of days.
Craig, one of the things that this team has changed a little bit, and you've seen it over the years, is obviously your ability to run as athletes, stolen bases, and you're getting the hits, but you're leaving a lot of runners in scoring position. Is there a chance that we might see, because of the speed that you have on this team, a little bit more aggressive base running to maybe add to, you know, getting more runs in?
I think athleticism and overall team speed, certainly strengths of this group. We need to get on base in order to run. But we've seen, you know, what Jaron and Hammy and Sadon and recently Trevor are capable of doing, and it puts a ton of pressure on the defense. So I don't think we want to be reckless with the way that we run the bases, but we should absolutely take advantage of our team speed.
Craig, Tanner Houck's last start was not a good one for him. What do you see as the issue there?
Yeah, so I think physically he feels really good. If you look at kind of the raw stuff, the velocity and the pitch movement, that's as good as it's been. I think the execution is where we've fallen a little bit short, and he knows that. Our pitching group knows that. I think if you look at last start relative to the one against Toronto, where he pitched deep in the game and threw really well, just a lot more pitches on kind of the edges of the strike zone. When he missed just off, as opposed to missing either in the middle of the plate or kind of non-competitively. And so I think we need to just kind of get back to having Tanner compete in the zone.
Did Tristan Casas place himself down to the seven hole, or was that Alex Cora's decision in the lineup?
I know is that Tristan is a big part of what we're going to do here. And I think we saw, even just through the course of the series in Tampa, much better at bats. He's getting his ace swing off. He was, not chasing pitches outside of the strike zone over the last couple of nights. Didn't have as many balls fall in as he would like and we would like, but he's hitting the ball hard. And that said, when it comes to lineup construction, that is Alex's job.
Speaking of hitting the ball hard, how long can you allow the full mash of Roman Anthony to be wasted in Worcester, Craig?
Yeah, well, I don't think we want to waste anything. I think what we want to make sure is that when Roman comes to the big leagues, he's able to step in and be successful, that there is clear opportunity for him to get the runway that he'll need as a 20-year-old. And I think there are still some development opportunities that he is tackling in Worcester right now, but we are really excited about what Roman has done thus far and what we think he's capable of bringing.
Should Tristan Casas' struggles continue, what is more likely, Devers at first or Roman Anthony at first?
I think what we will do is everything in our power to ensure that Tristan's struggles don't continue.
Greg, when you look at Alex Cora, I think a lot of us question, okay, how much is on the manager versus how much is on the players? When you look at where you are as a team, especially with strikeouts, does a lot of that fall on the manager's kind of plate to make sure that you guys are more patient at the plate? It seems like you're swinging at early pitches and getting behind the count. How much of that is on Cora to make sure he's getting into these guys' heads to be more patient and look for the good pitches?
Yeah, I think it's impossible to assess how much blame goes to one particular person over another. Ultimately, when we struggle, it falls on all of us, starting with me. I think it's really important, because the baseball season is so long, that we lean into making sure that we have good processes. And like I said, anytime we're evaluating our offensive performance, it has to start with, are we swinging at the right pitches? And, when we're swinging at them, are we making contact? Over the last couple of days, we certainly chased less out of the zone, but I think there's still room to drive up, our in-zone contact rates here. So in terms of answering that question, it falls on all of us, and we're all working really, really hard to provide consistency and the offensive performance that we know this lineup is capable of delivering.
We were talking earlier, start of the show, about Florida and baseball and being a baseball guy your whole life. Is it surprising to you when you have 7,000 fans at a Marlins game and 10,000 yesterday? Is 'cause you would think Florida would be, the weather's great, there's no issue there. And it's certainly when it comes to kids who are playing baseball, they're playing it in Florida. Is that the attendance surprise you?
Yeah, it's hard for me to really speak as to what drives individual fans to the stadium and what doesn't. I think you know, baseball has made some meaningful changes to the game to drive action and to limit kind of the dead time. And I think that that has sparked a ton of interest. Obviously, you know, the race situation is unique, and everyone is trying to kind of make do the best that they can. You know, what we can concentrate on is trying to put the best team on the field that we can, and we think we have an entertaining product because of the things that we talked about earlier, like team speed and athleticism that is going to be attractive to fans.
Speaking of athleticism, Devers has been taking ground balls, I think, almost every game at third. Why wouldn't Devers have played third yesterday with Bregman back for the birth of his child?
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity to get you know, guys into the lineup that we want to make sure aren't sitting for too long, whether that's Romy or Tammy. And, you know, Raffy is obviously going through a transition in terms of his role, and we want to make sure that we're doing everything we possibly can to make that transition as easy as possible. And sometimes adding things to one's plate can make it a little bit more complicated.
Craig, it seems like Bayo had his last rehab start yesterday. Do you like what you're seeing out of him? Does he feel good? When do you expect him back?
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, you know, we'll get together and talk with Brian. We'll talk with the pitching group, medical group. But I think we've seen a lot of encouraging things through his rehab outings. Obviously, the traditional lines aren't overly appealing, but if you take a closer look, you see he was able to generate swings and misses. The shapes of his pitches were all really good. Command was good. He's struck out a bunch of guys without walking too many. He had some batted ball luck that didn't go his way, but you know, he's building up bulk. I think he pitched into the fifth yesterday, so we feel good about where he is. But before making any declaration, would want to be sure that we check all the boxes here.
God, there's some cap coming from Courtney here because she really only wants Liam Hendricks back. So when Liam Hendricks is back, Courtney will be back in the ballpark.
Yeah, I love Liam Hendricks.
Yeah, and Liam pitched yesterday as well. He's nearing a return. Stuff continues to tick up. We obviously had that little hiccup coming out of spring training, but I think ultimately was the right decision to give him a little bit more time to ramp up. Velo up to 96 yesterday. Slider got some swings and misses, and he felt a lot more confident in the outing. So definitely trending in the right direction.
All right, Craig Breslow, thanks for taking the time. We'll talk to you again soon. Big weekend at Fenway and, of course, the Marathon Monday game. So enjoy it, and we'll check in again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. There you go, Curtis. Velo 96 from Liam Hendricks.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
Got hot in here. I don't understand that at all. Like, I don't. Don't you guys think Devers would want to play third?
Definitely.
Of course he does.
And if he's working on a transition, what do you
don't want to start that, though? Like, what if he goes out there?
He's good.
And he's off the charts good. No, zero errors.
Are you supposed to be doing what's best for the team, though? Like, if that's the case, then. Yeah,
but there's too much. They want to do what's best for the team, but they also don't want the issue of people having to answer the question. Devers had a great outing at third base. You know, Bregman struggled a little bit. Why wouldn't you give Devers more opportunity? And this becomes a narrative now that people then push, and the Red Sox don't want this in the clubhouse where maybe the players have to answer it, Cora has to answer it. They just don't want that.
I just don't understand. Roman Anthony, Curtis, has a barrel rate of 38.7%. Why is he not up here with the club?
You didn't tell me that. I got his barrel rate tattooed on my head. I'm so pumped. I think about Roman Anthony more than the Roman Empire.
Because you know why? He really loves or has high expectation for Cassis. And so,
Greg, what was your barrel rate at Courtney's,
Courtney's wedding?
Where else are you going to put him?
Huh?
Where else are you going to put him?
What, Cassis?
No.
No, they want Cassis to play well eventually so they can get rid of him is what they want.
When they get rid of him, they're going to have the biggest party. It's going to be like when Toby left.
Right. So they don't want to put Romy out there. They're hoping like, all right, let's maybe Cassis back gets hot and, you know.
All right. And then I didn't understand the spring training thing. So were they not prepared coming out of spring training, but there's nothing that they could do differently?
He said that they were prepared showing up for spring training.
Right. Okay. That was a word salad and a half.
That was Kamala
Stone.
I did not understand that part, I guess. No. But I'm not a baseball guy.
Well, barrel it.
You know, we can ask Will Middlebrooks about that when he joins us Monday at the Capitol Grill on this show at 8 o'clock. So.
Don't have to worry about Wiggy's barrel rate with those lollipop lamb chops.
Nope. Nope. I will be taking those. But they have so many, because I like the little steak things, too. The little
Nobody says you don't
like
the
Christinis?
Not on the Christinis. They bring them out cut already.
Uh-huh.
It's just
like a...
Like a steak fritter or something like that? Is that what they're called?
Like a steak frite?
No, yeah, frite, whatever.
You know, you're talking about later in the day.
Yes.
They slice their steaks up. So they'll slice a ribeye up and just bring that out.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was like a special type of steak that they have.
I mean, it could be that it has the porcini rub on it.
Oh. Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah. You know, so there's you have to pace yourself.
Yeah, their breakfast is so good, too. I mean, the three of us eat usually breakfast, lunch, and dinner there.
Yes.
No, I mean,
so you have to pace yourself. That's why I kind of like pace myself.
Right. And you're allowed back in there now?
Oh, yes. No, that's a distant memory. Really, that was just a blip.
I don't know that it's a distant memory for them.
No, I think it is, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Last year they had a sign for
that was very funny.
It was.
And I liked it.
Okay.
But no, Chris and I are.
You sure
we're fine.
Everything's okay?
Yeah. I had you ask him something for me recently to help my parents get a reservation, and he texted me and said, you know, you can just ask me yourself.
Oh, right.
So we're back.
So, there you go. Relations have warmed there.
Yes, yeah. I love the Capitol Grill. I think it's the best spot.
So you had that one thing with the restroom.
That wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Red Sox wrap up a stretch of 15 games in 15 days, taking the final game of the series in Tampa Bay 1-0, thanks to a David Hamilton homer in the third. Sean Newcomb went 4 2/3. He gave up 0 runs on 4 hits while striking out 4. So the Sox take that series. They're now off tonight before their home series with the White Sox starts tomorrow.
Lead the league when it comes to turning the double play, though, Curtis.
Up the middle defense.
That guy's never called the show ever again.
No.
Double
play guy. He wanted his double play action. He got it.
It was a positive Hillman jinx.
Yeah.
Speaking of tomorrow, we've got NBA games that will be played. It will be the Heat against the Hawks after the Heat beat the Bulls yesterday, and the Mavericks taking on the Grizzlies after Dallas beat the Kings last night. Reminder, the Celtics have game one against the Magic on Sunday. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It's going to be a perfect weekend at Fenway, Greg. Tomorrow, 65, 80 Saturday, 65 Sunday, and 62 on Monday. Perfect right now, 46, afternoon high of 60.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.